Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Hey guys, welcome back to Free Table Gamers Podcast. I'm your host Colin, here with Ashton.
Hey guys, how you doing?
We got a couple left over from last week, and we're going to get right into it. Jeff Grubb, the guy we've talked about seems like every single week at this point, especially when it comes down to Nintendo news, says the source where he got his Epic Mickey rebrushed also said that Metroid Prime 4 is coming in 2024.
Yep, so the video game leaker and journalist Jeff Grubb has said on the Giant Bomb stream that the source who informed him about Epic Mickey Rebrushed, which was announced last week or week before the Nintendo Direct Partners Showcase, also told him that Metroid Prime 4 is scheduled for release this year. That could change if Metroid Prime 4 is a launch game for the Nintendo Switch successor, as we had heard that Nintendo has pushed back the launch from fall until early next year. As always, this is a rumor and it should be taken with a grain of salt. So, we've said time and time again on here, at least I have, I kind of thought that it would be released on both consoles at the same time, be a launch title for the Nintendo Switch 2. And there's been rumors that the Nintendo Switch 2 has been pushed back to 2025 from this year, but I've been kind of thinking anyway that the Switch successor wouldn't come out until next year anyway, so take it for what it is, whether it's being pushed back or not. I just kind of thought it would be released next year anyway, but maybe Metroid Prime 4 won't be released till next year now.
Yeah, that's what it seems to be, unless they do wind up doing the thing that you was talking about and it is a dual release for both consoles, and then they could let it run its course, fix the bugs the rest of the way before it comes out on Switch 2 as a launch title.
Yeah, they could. I mean, they could do it Switch, current Switch first and then Switch 2, I guess, but I don't know. Yeah, but they released it at the same time at that point, but I guess they could release it two separate times if they wanted to, but yeah. They'll probably just delay Metroid Prime 4 because people don't think it exists anymore anyway, so what's another year?
Definitely that's a good point on it, because what, 2012 was the last one?
It's been a while. I mean, I think the last one was the trilogy they released on the Wii, so... And then, Metroid Prime 4 remastered last year, but...
Yeah.
If you count a new one, Corruption...
First remastered.
I don't know when Corruption was released. It was a while ago for the Wii.
Yeah. But yeah, so, like Ashton said, it's a rumor, so take it with a grain of salt. It's great. I mean, hopefully it winds up being correct, but if it was supposed to be a launch title with the Switch 2, then it would make sense to push it back to March 2025, since that's the new supposable date on the now, which would be exactly 8 years after the Switch release at that point.
Right, I think that's kind of why we got Metroid Prime remastered last year, is just to tie people over until Metroid Prime 4 comes out.
Time will tell.
Yeah.
All right. on to another week of talking about PAL World because it's the best game in the world.
It's a really good game.
PAL World developer confirms anti-cheat solution is coming. And I believe it's already hit now.
Yeah, came out early last week. But this is, like you said, from before the patch actually came out. But anyway.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah. So far, the game has become one of the biggest releases on Steam, as well as the third biggest Xbox Game Pass launch so far. Xbox will be working much more closely with PAL World moving forward to bring the Xbox version up to the same standard as the PC version. However, while fans have a lot to look forward to, there is a mammarest in the room, online cheaters. This game has reportedly been plagued with players using cheats that have started to affect online servers, and Pocket Pair plans to crack down on the problem in the next few weeks. In a statement, the developer said, "Currently, some users are unable to connect to official servers due to cheating and the influence of fraudulent activities. As a company, we do not tolerate any fraudulent activity or cheating, and we are working on measures to deal with it strictly and as a priority." The statement continued, "First of all, we plan to release a player list function for servers in an update at the end of February," which they did. "Through this, we will strengthen the identification of players who engage in cheating and the suspension of their use by the development team. One of the major features on the way for the game through post-launch support is a PvP mode, so online cheaters will need to be removed before that's introduced to ensure a fair and enjoyable experience for the majority of players." So yeah, obviously where it's an early access, people are able to get cheats and everything pretty easily into the game, and they're aware of it and they're going to take care of it, especially when they're wanting to release the player versus player mode. They definitely don't want cheaters on it. But I mean, the Pocket Pair, they seem like a pretty cool development team, because in the most recent patch 1.5.0, which was released on both Steam and Xbox, so Xbox has finally caught up with Steam, they released a bunch of different bug fixes. And I don't know if you're aware, but you could catch the boss pals, like Chloe and Grisbolt or whatever. Yeah. You could catch them. So if you would throw the sphere that you caught him with, both Chloe and Grisbolt would be, you know, your pal, I guess. But it was a bug. You wasn't actually supposed to from the game, but on their most recent bug patches, they actually fixed that on accident. They meant to leave it in there because it was an accident that it was possible in the first place, but they seen people were having fun with it, so they's going to leave it in the game, but they accidentally fixed it because they fixed something else. And they just posted on, I think it was Twitter, that they apologized for accidentally fixing that bug that they knew people liked. So they may bring it back, but that just shows how cool they are, because like regular AAA, you know, developers would never leave something like that in the game. They would be definitely quick to fix it. And I mean, they meant to leave it in the game and accidentally fixed it. So
yeah, I never had any luck trying to catch any of the bosses or whatever. I've tried several times, even with the legendary spear, and it's still rough to do.
You have to do it with you know how you go to like a, what's it, one of those other islands, the, it starts with an R. I can't even think what it is.
I can't think of it off the top of my head either.
But anyway, where you find like the elk, deer, or whatever it's called. The sanctuaries. Mm. Whatever. It's not an R. It's a sanctuary. If you go to the sanctuaries, if you step foot on them, it says criminal activity active.
Yeah, you pass them, whatever.
Yeah. So those guards that will fight you if you're staying there too long or whatever, they follow you, they can follow you into the boss towers, and then it'll create a bug. So like Grisbolt or the other ones will just stay in the corner with their back towards you, and you have to introduce that bug in order to be able to catch them.
Gotcha. That makes sense. I know, because with this patch 2, which is the downside to the patch, and I guess it pretty much caused the bug with breeding. won it, and people are complaining, and they're going in there to fix this as well. With Pocket Pair's recent thing with it is they're just like, oh yeah, because with breeding before, obviously, whenever you, because you was the one who taught me that they have like all the certain skills or whatever,
right?
So I guess with the last thing, the last patch, it caused the bug in that section of it to where it would pass down the bad traits too.
Yeah.
So if you bred, it would pass down the bad traits instead of just the good traits. So it would do like both. And then people went on there and started complaining. They're just like, why did you do that? They was like, that was not our intentions.
Yeah.
Randomly yeah. came up. So they fixed one bug accidentally and caused another bug.
Well,
1.5.0.
People need to realize too, they're a new development team, so they're going to have to figure stuff out.
Yeah, but like you said, a AAA developer would be like, screw you, I'm going to do this. But Pocket Pair's like, yeah, we'll go in there and we'll fix that. There'll be another patch for it eventually.
Yeah. Yeah, they seem pretty cool. For sure.
On to the next one. This one is relatively shocking. Didn't figure we'd see this for a while, but it makes sense with the whole entire Activision deal. Yeah. Banjo-Kazooie Revival is happening at Xbox.
Yeah, so in 2023, the developers of the original Banjo-Kazooie feared it was too late for the franchise, and with their concern being that it was gone for good. Luckily for us, that doesn't appear to be the case. Xbox bosses teased a revival in December 2023, with that tease all but confirmed, according to an insider, likely the same one who revealed the project had been greenlit. The revival is being reworked from its original vision and scope. What is more, that same insider admitted that they'd spoken too soon about the comeback. What this means, besides further confirmation that a remake is in development, is that the next Banjo-Kazooie title will likely launch on next-gen consoles. So, Banjo-Kazooie, it's a really fun series on the N64, originally released on the N64.
Yeah.
A lot of people love it. It's fun. It's kind of like a Zelda, I guess, like an adventure game, but it's pretty fun. And
yeah.
I mean, Rare made
it because they're more platformers.
Yeah, it's a 3D game.
Yeah,
but
I always thought it resembled more Mario 64 than anything else.
Yeah, kind of, I guess. But
I guess the puzzles and stuff you do run in it would make it like a Zelda thing, like you was talking about.
Yeah, so either one. Maybe both mixed. I don't know. It's kind of surprising that Microsoft hasn't tried anything with this series, except for a couple. Yeah, except for a couple remakes that weren't really that good, I guess. Because once they bought Rare, they haven't really done a whole lot with it. And Rare, they made really good games, including Banjo-Kazooie, but they made Donkey Kong 64 and different ones for the Nintendo 64.
Yeah, which, I mean, glad it's finally getting some love again.
It's yeah.
Nostalgic for sure.
Yeah, definitely, and it just sucks that we gotta wait till the next-gen consoles. So I'm still not caught up. But I still call it next-gen, the Series X and the PS5, I still call it next-gen. Because
even though it's current gen,
yeah, but what's the Switch last gen? But we're still using that, so I call it current gen.
Based off its graphics, it's technically two gens ago.
No, it's... they're stupid.
Xbox One and PS4 had that graphics on, you know, obviously display 1080.
Yeah, and it should be the Switch should be compared to that generation. But yeah. It's not, because people are stupid. Who decides that? Who's the boss of that? I need to talk to them and tell them that they're stupid.
I think they just based it off Sony and Xbox and or Microsoft now instead of
why Nintendo, Nintendo came out first.
Speaking of Sony, though, they are set to lay off 400 more employees.
Yep. So Sony becomes the latest company to announce layoffs, stating that it will make cuts to its PlayStation division. In the announcement sent out on Tuesday, February 27th, the gaming company said it would lay off 900 employees.
Oh, updated.
Yeah, it updated. About 8% of its workforce across several of the company's locations. After careful consideration and many leadership discussions over several months, it has become clear. Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by our friends at Bucked Up.
Bucked Up is a company founded in 2016 by two brothers on a mission to provide consumers with the highest quality supplements and fitness products to help them achieve their health and fitness goals.
Bucked Up has a ton of products ranging from energy drinks and supplements to protein bars and pre-workout, all with crazy good flavors like Rocket Pop and Cotton Candy.
You won't find a better tasting boost without the crash anywhere else.
So head on over to buckedup.com and use the code 3TG to get 20% off your order. That's the number 3TG.
Get the job done and feel great with Bucked Up Energy. When you feel it, you just got bucked up.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
Changes need to be made to continue to grow the business and develop the company. Sony Interactive Entertainment President and CEO Jim Ryan said in an email on PlayStation 2 employees, "We had to step back and look at our business holistically, I don't know what that word is, and move forward focusing on the long-term sustainability of the company and delivering the best experiences possible for our community." Ryan said, "The goal is to streamline our resources to ensure our continued success and ability to deliver experiences gamers and creators have come to expect from us." So, Sony's, I want to say they're trying to be slick with these layoffs because they've done it before, but they've done it in different teams. So they done Bungie first, then Insomniac, and now they're just saying Sony. So they're not counting those other ones as Sony, even though they own those companies.
Mm-hmm.
So they're trying to be slick with their wording on everything, but in actuality, they're laying off a crap ton of people between all
where's
their
the
studios.
FTC at?
Yeah, where's the FTC on this? they just want to bug Microsoft. They don't want to touch Sony because Sony was paying them off. But I mean, we're just seeing this because Jim Ryan, the worst CEO Sony's ever had. It's just a side effect from that. And we talked about several months ago that he is stepping down, but that hasn't taken place as of yet, but it will. But we're just seeing side effects of that. He's not been very good for the company at all. He hasn't made very good decisions.
Well, when you look at the greater scheme of things, too, the tip, which, not really defending it, obviously it sucks all around. I don't know how many times I've said that, just in different ways when we cover it. But at the same time, there's a pretty much, we're coming to the end of the console generations again. So there's not really many titles being worked on and everything else. So in the greater sense of things, it makes sense for layoffs to be happening. But like you said, they're being slick with it because they're like, okay, we're laying off Bungie employees. Now we're laying off Insomniac. Now we're just doing it as a company in general.
Right.
Which Sony in general isn't necessarily just PlayStation. It could be the film side of it and everything else.
Right.
But I'm saying it's more towards the video game side because, again, we're coming to the end of the console generations. They had all their leaks and stuff.
Well, we're seeing, I mean, we're announcing almost every week new layoffs in the gaming community. So I'd say it's more likely towards the gaming side. Yeah, probably some movies and films, whatever. But mostly video games, if I had to guess. And going back to just them being slick, a lot of people don't know that those different companies are owned by Sony, so they're able to get away with being slick with it, because they'll just be like, oh, this, you know, dev team's laying off people or whatever. They don't necessarily know they're owned by Sony. So,
but I think that does lay groundwork to the rumor for the Last of Us spinoff game that we was talking about before, is because Naughty Dog's untouched by this still. So I think that's going to make it more realistic that it is going to happen, whether it be show or... show wouldn't necessarily make sense because Sony would need it for the show part of it. But as far as the gaming side, I think it'll lean more towards the gaming industry now, since Naughty Dog is still unfazed by these layoffs. Because right. Obviously they're still developing something.
Yeah. I mean, they're unfazed about it until they come out with a game, and then they'll be laid off. Because that's how it's been going. Like, They'll release a game, and then a month or two later, like, oh, this company, this, you know, dev team is laying off employees. Like, they just released a game. You're just using them to make a game, and then like, oh, we don't need you anymore.
Spider-Man's a good example.
Yeah. Sad, dude, because that's a lot of jobs. Talented people losing jobs.
Yeah, it don't say. I mean, obviously it's a huge team, but just to be able to make a video game work, even in like an 8-bit setting, takes a lot.
Oh yeah.
Even in FaceTime. Of course, I know they all have it down pretty much mastered now, but you just can't take normal you, me, or a listener to this podcast and just be like, boom, we got, you know, all of us, we're going to sit down and make a 8-bit game. That's just not going to... That's not easy.
No, definitely not. Wouldn't even know where to start.
Yeah. Especially the world of graphics that we're in today's time.
Yeah.
All the coding and stuff that goes with it.
Take some talented people, for sure.
Speaking of talented people, Epic. Somebody was very talented and got a 190 gigabyte on Epic.
Yeah, so a ransomware gang identifying itself as the Mogao Fitch Group claims to have infiltrated Epic Games servers, gaining access to a trove of sensitive data. Mogalvich, or whatever, however you say it, a Russian name, there you go, that's why I can't say it, said it had exfiltrated a massive 189 gigabytes of sensitive data, including email credentials, passwords, payment details, and even source code. So I haven't heard anything like the Insomniac part about a bounty or anything with it. You know, paying them $2 million, they're probably just going to leak it out and just be done with it, or keep it and steal people's credit cards. But that's why I don't buy V-Bucks.
Yeah. Or at least don't go through Epic for it anyways.
Right, yeah.
Because you can obviously buy V-Bucks and stuff from like Walmart and different gaming retailers like GameStop, Amazon.
And I don't know why you would use your actual card number, because most card companies now allow you to have a virtual card number that ties back to your card. So like, I know Capital One does it. Not a sponsor. Not, I mean, they should be. I bank with them, have two credit cards with them. But anyway, I know with the credit cards anyway, you can just put a virtual card. That's all I use online, is virtual cards.
Yeah. Which makes it safer for if something like that does happen, you're not affected by it.
Right, because as soon as I put that in, I immediately regenerate one. That way it's dead. After the money comes out, it's dead. Don't have to worry about it ever getting out there for anybody to take money. So it definitely sucks, and like you said, talented people. So that's just what some people do. They just hack stuff and try to get money out of it, and obviously with the payment details, that's probably what they're going to do.
It seemed like Epic, because it's not like Epic's not notorious for this.
But yeah, in some way, shape. Well, that's why, they're known for their, not them scamming people, but people scamming like V-Bucks and stuff, because that's even like a loading screen in Fortnite. It says only you can prevent V-Bucks scams or whatever. So they know that people are doing this, or at least trying to.
Yeah, because you wouldn't be proactive and be like, oh yeah, we're never going to ask for this information type of situation, so don't fall for it. But yet again, a safe way of doing it is either, like you said, have a virtual card if you have an online bank, or I don't even know if physical banks do online cards now. I mean, it would make sense to.
Yeah.
Or just to buy your V-Bucks from wherever else. Yeah, you may not get your little discount potentially or whatever, but it's still safer in the long run. That way you don't get your information leaked.
Right. Yeah.
Because they didn't, obviously, I don't think they're going to put out a list of people affected. I mean, I'm sure they'll email you, whatever, eventually, see if it's compromised. Or there'll eventually be some sort of class action lawsuit, which I'm sure we'll cover in the future, because I know people are going to sue Epic over this.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when their stuff gets hacked personally.
Yeah. Well, and Epic, they're not going to send, you know, a list out, like you said, but they'll contact you personally through email, or you'll just find out whenever some money is missing out of your bank account, and then you can contact Epic from there.
Alright. On to the next one. Don't got a segue into the next one, so we're just going to go right into it.
That's a good one.
Crash and Spyro devs are leaving Activision.
Yeah. Yeah. Sucks. But,
I didn't see that one coming.
No, I didn't either. I was hoping they'd stay. But there's a plus side to it. The California studio was acquired by Activision in 2005 and has worked on a variety of Skylanders, Crash Bandicoot, Spyro, and Call of Duty games since then. They said, "We pioneered new IP and hardware technologies in Skylanders. We raised the bar for best-in-class remasters in Spyro Reignited Trilogy. We've taken Crash Bandicoot to innovative, critically acclaimed new heights. With the same enthusiasm and passion, we believe that now is the time to take the studio and our future games to the next level. This opportunity allows us to return to our roots of being a small and nimble studio." In their statement, Yan and Laudato also say that despite the decision to go independent, they're exploring a possible partnership with Microsoft. "And while we're in the early days of developing our new next game and a ways away from making any announcements, our team is excited to develop new stories, new characters, and new gameplay experiences," they add. So like I said, positive out of this is they're still exploring a partnership with Microsoft, which is exactly what I was wanting out of this. A part of what I was wanting out of this Activision deal was them to make a Spyro 4. So hopefully they'll get this partnership with Microsoft, because obviously Microsoft now owns the Spyro IP. So Toys for Bob, which is the company we're talking about, can't work on Spyro unless it's Microsoft's decision. So hopefully they get that partnership and make Spyro 4 like everybody wants. Because we've got Crash 4, it's only right we get Spyro 4. Which we've talked about a rumor of Spyro 4, and that might be the game that they're talking about they're making right now. But we don't know that.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it sucks to see him go in that way to an extent. But at the same time, especially financially, I think that makes the most sense for them. Because obviously when they got acquired by Activision in 2005, they was struggling because the games came out and they wasn't doing what they needed to. So they needed a bigger company to buy them out to be able to survive, per se.
Right.
But now, with all the hype and everything else built up upon it, and the fact that Activision just got acquired by an even bigger company that they're trying to collaborate with now, and it comes down to one of those things to where if they would have stayed with Activision, they could have lost money to an extent, because they wouldn't have, you know, Xbox could have easily been like, oh no, you're not going to PlayStation.
Yeah.
Which, doing it independently, leaving Activision, they're going to be like, okay, I can come to every single console there is, which is going to return, make them more money, because we know that Xbox wouldn't necessarily release it to PlayStation on the first day
right.
of its release.
Unless they're working with Microsoft's IPs, then Microsoft can say, yes, this is only going to Xbox. But, like you said, if they're independent and they're working on something completely different from Microsoft, yeah, it can go whatever platform they want it to. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely a plus and for them. And I mean, good for them that they're financially able to break away finally. It's been 19 years since they've been acquired by Activision. So good for them that they've, for one, stayed alive, because a bunch of different teams have shut down over the years, obviously. So good for them that they stayed alive, and good for them that they're financially stable. They can break away and they feel like they can, you know, do things on their own, and they can. They Toys for Bob, they're a very good company. Like I said, they make very good products with the Spyro trilogy, Crash trilogy, Crash 4, other games too. They've worked on several Call of Duties too, so they're a talented company.
Yeah, because what with the Crash trilogy and Crash 4 and then the Spyro trilogy, well, the trilogies got released in, what, 2018, I believe?
Yep.
So that was building some hype up, and at that point it was 13 years since it had done anything. Maybe I'm doing math wrong. No, 05, 13, yeah. I believe 07 is when 3 came out for both of them, roughly, to like the first edition of it.
Yeah, I think so. But they'd done Skylanders too, so that was before the Spyro and Crash trilogies came out.
Yeah. The Highlanders was pretty much the introduction to Amiibos being so famous for Nintendo.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and Nintendo's seen that opportunity. It's like, yep, I'm going to do that, but better.
Was Skylanders exclusively on Nintendo, or was it?
I don't think so. I know it was definitely on the Wii U, because Gracie had some for the Wii U. But I think it was on other consoles as well. I could be wrong.
Yeah, I only ever remember seeing it for Nintendo titles, which that's what I had, but I didn't have them. But I knew people that had it. I'm just like, okay, that's weird. That's a weird idea, having these little figures or whatever, and you have to use it to play the game. Then all of a sudden, you know, a couple years later, Nintendo's like, oh yeah, we have a whole entire list of these things that you can just buy, but it's not just Spyro related.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're pretty cool, but yeah, I'm not sure. I know they definitely came out for the Wii U, but I'm thinking they came out for other consoles too. I could be wrong.
I believe that is all the time we have for today, guys. And we got a couple topics left over, which they're really good ones, but if we got into those, it'd probably be a almost hour episode. So we're going to go ahead and leave you guys to it, let you salivate for what's coming next week. But don't forget to follow our Discord, completely free. I know a lot of people don't seem to join it because you got to sign up for it, you got to log in to a thing, but it is free. You guys can go in there, communicate with us, tell us what you think. Got our merch on Redbubble, YouTube, Twitch. I think that's it. Don't know why I'm going blame bar this evening.
Say Twitter, TikTok.
TikTok, I missed
Instagram.
That one. Instagram. Facebook.
Yep. I think that's about it.
Later, guys.
All right. Catch you guys next week.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.